live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank in Alpharetta. This is the day I wish we had video because we got two ladies that were dancing on the way in here with that music. So we're going to get to them in a second. But folks, I want to just remind you that today you're connected more than ever. I don't really need to remind you of that. But what I do want to remind you of is whether it's your friends, your family, or your life that's wearing you out, Renaissance understands how you bank, and they've got the mobile banking services that you need. And they also know, though, that sometimes you want to come into a real office, speak to real people with real answers, and that's why they've got more than 190 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. For more information, go to renaissancebank.com, Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. Now we got two great guests, Judy Cook from Skyline Properties Group and Janet Ponictera from Family Life Publications. But we're going to start with Judy. Judy Cook, she's the Director of Marketing for Skyline Properties Group. Judy, welcome.
Thank you.
Great to have you here.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us about you and tell us about Skyline Properties. How do you help folks?
One of the things is, as you know, the investment property is one of the biggest assets for all homeowners, whether they're living in it or it's an investment property. So we help them make money, take care of all of their problems, which there's a lot when it comes to property management. And we basically just send them a check each month. If there's any problems, we contact them and let them know about maintenance issues. So we basically handle everything A to Z.
Now, come on. Tenants are good, right? They never mess anything up. They never damage anything. They, like, pay on time. I mean, right?
There's no evictions in our business
right.
world. They always leave the house looking fantastic.
Yeah, we're being totally facetious, right? So,
yes, sir.
And we all know that things happen, right?
Yes.
Things happen. So that's what you help with.
Yes, we help. We help the owner so he doesn't have to do that. We will go out and market, find the tenant, do the background check. We do the move-in, move-out, evictions, everything that an owner, one, doesn't know a lot about because there's so many rules and regulations in property management. And I would even suggest that they go to landlordtenantlaw.com, and it's a great source for any people that are thinking about managing their own properties.
That will scare you away,
yes,
I presume.
It will send you to me.
Right. Right. And there are a lot of folks that are do-it-yourselfers because maybe they're retired, they got time on their hands, or for any number of reasons. They're trying to save money because they think they can do it better than you can. But there's a lot of problems when you do it by yourself.
Yes. The biggest problem they run into is trying to collect security deposit in the beginning. Unless you have a paper trail and you do a move-in inspection, you cannot collect security deposit. Most owners do not know that. Also, when the tenant moves out, they have 3 days to get a letter stating exactly what parts of the money that they're going to keep. The tenant has 5 days, and then they have 30 days to turn that around.
Oh, wow.
This is an area that tenants know about, but the owners don't.
Right. And that's a problem for the owners.
Yes, it creates big problems.
Okay, now let's say I'm a owner. I've collected my security deposit and I don't have a move-in form, and now you've told me something that I'm halfway through a lease and I don't have what you've just told me I should have. What do I do besides call you?
Call us and let us step in and take over the management.
Right.
Because at that point, until they move out, if they've done any damage on the house, the only way you're going to get any money at all is through a lawsuit.
Gotcha. Which is more costly.
Absolutely.
Right. And more time consuming and all of that stuff.
And we do have eviction attorneys that we work with. They go to court. They do everything. So that's why I say nothing is handled by the owners. We take care of everything for them.
I would think, Judy, that for the typical tenant that sees professional management, that they're going to be, they're probably going to realize that they need to act right. I mean, in other words, if you're dealing with an individual like me, for example, that's not a professional situation. But if they're dealing with Skyline Properties, they're going to know they're dealing with someone that knows what's going on.
Right. And I've had them call me and tell me that they wanted to deal strictly with the owner, not the property management company, because see, they can talk them into skipping the rent and 15 grandmothers die and
right.
It continues on.
15.
15 grandmothers.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Y'all have had a lot of grandmothers
die. They grow with every tenant.
Right.
And, you know, and one thing with that, it's when they do deal with a property management company, the mm-hmm. rent's due on the 1st, late on the 5th, they get a letter stating in or out.
Right.
And then from that point on, we'll go through an eviction letter. And this lets them know that we're not playing because this is our owner's home.
Right.
You know, he has to have that mortgage money also. So we take care of it that way. And we let them know up front there's no games.
And there's a whole process there, right? I mean, if you want to assume that everybody is on the up and up and maybe somebody's just made a mistake and the check didn't get there, they forgot to put a stamp on the envelope or whatever, right? But for those folks that are not going to pay, you really have had done your homework and done your process, I guess is the better way to say it, yes. Early on, right? Send the letter and that kind of stuff.
Yes. Otherwise, we work with them. You know, we try mm-hmm. to give them the benefit of the doubt in the beginning.
Sure.
But there's so many of them that know the system, they know exactly how to do the next steps.
Mm.
And that's why it's really hard on an owner trying to manage his own properties.
We're speaking with Judy Cook, and she is the Director of Marketing for Skyline Properties Group. So, Judy, let's get into a little more about Skyline Properties. I mean, been around since 2004, so lots of experience, and y'all manage a lot of different properties besides just residential.
Yes, we have about 350 residential. We are doing Airbnb now, commercial. We have a HOA portfolio that has over 5,000 homes in it.
Oh, wow.
They call them doors, but we okay. have that.
Okay.
And we're looking into a lot of different areas that would surround the property management. So we are definitely growing.
That's awesome. And you've got owners all over the world. I mean, yes. Not just in this area, but all over the world.
Yes. We have a lot of owners, investors that will buy property and they will let us know that they've bought property, send us the address. We can go out with contractors and help them get the property rental ready. And then from that point on, we take it and market it and run straight through to the management part of it.
And they are sometimes investors that have bought and not even laid eyes on the property, not even walked the property, and they just call you up and say, go make it happen, right?
But you would be amazed at how good the internet is because it really does show them a true picture. A lot of times if there's things hidden,
mm-hmm.
might every once in a while be something that they didn't get. But these investors do their homework before they, you know, get into the properties. A lot of people are living in Atlanta, and then they move out of state, like to California or any other state, and just can't manage the property any longer. So that's where we step in and help them.
Folks, we're speaking with Judy Cook, and she is with Skyline Properties. She's the director of marketing there. Judy, when here while we were waiting for y'all to come in, I heard a big motorcycle in the parking lot and looked out, and there you were, a big Harley. I'm making all that up, but yeah. we're I know your backstory there. Let's tell it. We got to tell everybody
so
that because it's a good
backstory.
One. Yeah, I love your backstory. So tell us.
So 1997, a friend of mine, she and I decided to sell everything in America. We left in January, went to 18 countries, came back home in December, spent my birthday in Africa, whitewater rafting, Victoria Falls, jumped off 7,000 feet tandem paragliding in Turkey. scuba diving in Italy. We lived in sailboats, tree houses, tents, bungalows, youth hostels, no fufu.
We were
no fufu. It was all backpacking. And it was the greatest thing I've ever done in life. I will never forget that and the pictures and stuff that I've got from that.
But you did a lot of this trip on a Harley. Is that right? Or was that another trip?
That was the next year for my birthday.
Okay. That's when you calmed down. You just did a...
Yeah, I decided I couldn't travel anymore, so I bought a Harley Davidson and rode my own bike for 75,000 miles.
Holy Moses. That is
boring.
Yeah, yeah. And folks, you thought property management was boring. So that is really awesome. So what I mean, I don't want to get too far down this bunny trail, but I'm just curious, what's the biggest thing you learned out of all those experiences?
Just learning the way that people live and how lucky we are in America. Mm. It's amazing when you go into some of these countries and take everything for granted.
Right.
I mean, it's just an eye-opener with the way people are, what makes them tick, and how lucky we are. Because in 1 year when I came back, I had everything that I started with.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Judy Cook with Skyline Properties. She's got slides to show you folks if you want to go over there. But she also handles property management, her and her colleagues there. So, Judy, you've got some pretty major things that make you different from the typical property management company. You want to get into those?
Yes, I love the three major things that make us different. Is that we guarantee our tenant, which means that any time that we put a tenant in a new home, it's first month's rent, procurement fee, finder's fee. Mm. If that tenant leaves in 6 months, then property management would have to recharge to find another tenant. But with us, we guarantee our tenant for the first year. So we're going to replace them non-charge to the owner.
Oh, wow.
The other neat thing that you almost have to do, because HVAC systems, the filter is something that people just don't want to change, probably you and I too.
Right.
But we will mail out to every one of our homes 2 filters every 3 months. And they're even the right size, so they don't have to go to Walmart and cut some kind of filter to try to make it fit.
Right. Fold it over 3 times, right? Yeah.
So it actually fits. And then the other neat thing is that we put eyes on sight of every home every 6 months. So we do an assessment. We have a person that goes out, takes pictures inside and outside of the home and does a report, and that goes to the owners. And it is amazing what you might see in the beginning and then what you might see 6 months from then.
Oh, wow.
You know, sometimes there's pets or no pets or
right. They're
smoking outside. So we look for absolutely everything, but it gives us a chance to keep tabs on the properties.
That's awesome. And that's particularly important for someone who is – the sight unseen, they've not even been on the property, and they're really counting on you to make sure that their property is okay, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Awesome. So tell us, you mentioned Airbnb, and that's getting more popular with folks. Is that something that you recommend that people do, or what do you think about that?
I unfortunately don't have a lot of knowledge in that area.
You're just starting that out.
DD Lee is our broker, and she is just starting that out.
I gotcha.
It's definitely the area to go to. You'll see it all in the papers and everything about it. So it's an area that I know we're already growing fast in.
Yeah. That's something that's getting very popular, and I would think you benefit from having professional management there as well.
Absolutely.
Now, you've got a military special.
Yes. Any military.
Tell us about that.
So the military special is our, we have a scale from 10% down to 6% for our properties, and that would be the monthly management fee. For anyone in the military, and there's quite a few out there that have investment properties, we charge a 75% flat rate per month to manage for them.
Awesome. So, thank you for doing that. Now, one other thing I noticed here in the show notes, insurance. So how does that work if I'm an out-of-town owner? Do y'all handle all my insurance for me and the claims and that kind of thing?
Yes, we will handle the claims for you. Mm-hmm. We even work with the tenants. The tenants have to have renter's insurance. The homeowners, of course, have to have that. But if there's a claim that comes through due to maintenance, we will work with the insurance company for the owner.
Okay. And do you help me with my homeowner's insurance in terms of getting the right coverages and that kind of thing if I'm out of town, or how does that work?
If it's for you personally?
Or no, for that property.
For the leasing property, we can help you with that.
Got
referrals.
It. Awesome. Excellent. Judy Cook. She's the director of marketing for Skyline Properties Group. This has been great, Judy. So for those that would like to be in touch, would like more information, would like some travel tips, but specifically, though, need some help with their property management, and they've heard something that scares them to death, how should they be in touch with you?
They can give me a call at 678-978 1858, and I am at extension 208.
Awesome. Judy Cook, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Folks, if you've got some other headaches that involve administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, presentations, a workshop you need to have planned, well, I've got an answer. Go engage a smart and reliable office angel. Call Essie Escobedo. She's terrific. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Essie's got office angels that matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as-needed basis. Your terms, your timeline, they lend a hand when needed, and they fly off when the job is done. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Essie. She's the chief executive angel. She's at 770-442-9246. And now we turn to Janet Panicterra. Janet is she's also sales and marketing. We've got a lot of sales and marketing running around here today. She's sales and marketing director with Family Life Publications. Janet, welcome.
Thank you, John.
Great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
So for those that don't know Family Life Publications, tell them a little bit about your publications.
Excuse me. We have three magazines. They're community publications, always positive, and they're direct mail to the higher demographics in the area. We are a community magazine, so we've got information about what's going on within the local area. We also have a lot of our advertisers who have story in the magazine. We also have them doing some columns for us as well as some local figures and local officials that are doing some writing for us as well. In addition to being direct mailed, we have the magazines in the racks as well. And we also have about 4,800 digital subscribers who we send out magazines to as well. So if you can't get it at your home, you can pick it up at a rack or you can look at it on it as online as well.
Awesome. Now, what areas do you cover, Janet?
We have three magazines. We have Canton Family Life, Woodstock Family Life, and North Fulton Family Life. Our Canton magazine reaches Canton, Holly Springs, and Hickory Flat. Our Woodstock magazine reaches all of Woodstock, the Woodstock downtown area, and the Town Lake area. Then our North Fulton magazine reaches the highest demographics in Roswell, Alpharetta, and Milton, centering around the Rucker Road Crabapple area.
Awesome. Now, we got to get right to it because there's a lot of folks out there that think print is dead. Print is not effective. You know, why should I advertise in a print magazine?
Print is not dead. Actually, over 90% of adults still read magazines, especially when it's coming into your house. It's going to end up on the kitchen table, at the library, aka the powder room. So people are going to read it. We also have an ability to tell story in our magazine as well. Digital is great. It's a great thing for branding, but it doesn't enable you to tell your story. So everything has to work together, whether it's networking, digital, social media, print advertising, everything has to work together to be consistent. But with print advertising, you get a little bit more time for people to actually look at your ads and look at your story. You can tell your story. We have a lot of success stories as well. We have a person who just did our January cover, and she called me up and said that she got 7 new patients in 17 days, and that's unheard of in her industry.
Wow. So what industry is she in?
She is a vein and wellness center.
Oh, okay.
And they actually just bought our September Woodstock cover. So they did the Canton cover. Now they're doing a Woodstock. So it worked for them in one area. They're going to expand their reach and move into a different area as well. We also have a Elevation Autism. He opened up his company in October. He did our November magazine. It made the phones ring off the hook. And now he's still getting families joining their practice from that ad that they did back in November. He's going to be back in our June health and wellness section as well. So
wow.
It's a good way to tell your story. And if they may not need you now, but they may need you in a couple of months. I also had a senior call me about 3 weeks ago. She said that we did a story on a cleaning service back in 2018. She didn't need them now, but she needs them. I was able to give her the name and the contact information of the cleaning service. So even if they didn't need them right now, the story made them remember them, and they're using them now when they didn't need them before.
That's awesome. You know, one thing, folks, as we're speaking with Janet Panicterra, and she's the sales and marketing director with Family Life Publications. You know, one of the things that occurs to me, Janet, as we're sitting here talking, you would think I would have thought of this before now. is it Family Life is very similar to Business Radio X. I mean, we're very local. We're hyper local. You're hyper local with the businesses that you highlight in your magazine. People are looking for that now in media, right?
Right. They are.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to, you know, get your name out there. And like everything else, it's a branding. If everything else is branding, it's a drip campaign. If they see you, they're going to brand you. When they need you, they're going to use you.
Yeah. And folks are picking up your magazine because they want to read about businesses and people in places that are near where they are. And, correct. And they're tired of the big media that ignores that, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a way for you to get, you know, smaller, medium-sized businesses to get their message across to the local target market.
And speaking of local community, you give back. So you're highlighting a lot of local nonprofits, a lot of local events that folks want to be a part of.
Exactly. We have a six-week extended calendar of free and inexpensive things for the families to do. We always give a community partner page to a nonprofit so they can get some more funding and some more volunteers in their services. We also do an artist profile every month. And then we have Community Life. Community Life is always a positive stories of what's going on in our community and in our schools as well. So it's always a positive community generated material. Then we've got some officials that are telling us what's going on within the cities and the county as well.
That's awesome. So Janet, I want to get back to, I think it's people hear this and then they don't really get the implications of it. You, the way you place your magazine so it gets read by folks that have disposable income to buy. I mean, let's dig into that a little more, okay? So you talked about the high income households and the mailing you do. Talk about how you target that.
Okay. We print 30,000 copies of each of the magazines, and then we direct mail 28,000 of them. I go on Melissa Data and the Nextdoor delivery and see which are the highest demographic routes in the area, and then we saturate that area. So it's going straight into the mailboxes of the higher demographic people. We're trying to target the people who have disposable incomes because most of the people in our magazine are home improvement or they're doctors. They want to make sure that they can get services to those people.
And you, one of the things I think is cool, and we've had Jack on the show before. So Jack Dzinski is your founder and owner of the business. Jack is a photographer. And so he's the guy that goes out and takes the pictures.
Correct.
And that's so important. The branding is so important, right?
We are very lucky that he's the on staff photographer. He goes out and takes all the photos for our cover stories, our limelights. He even goes out and takes photos for our ads because I feel that he and I feel that if you've got a picture of a person in there, it's going to draw them in. Of course, if the person's nicer looking, it's better for you. but if you have the real person in your company on your ad, it's going to draw them into your business and into your ad. And that way it also builds your like, trust, and know factor.
Sure. So. Sure. And Jack can make them look good.
He can make everybody but me look good. So.
Oh, come on. Come on, Janet. Folks, it's Janet Ponictera. She's the sales and marketing director with Family Life Publications. So, Janet, you've been at this for a while.
We started in 2013. I've actually been selling advertising for local print advertising since 2005.
Wow.
I actually have an accounting degree, and I switched my personality about 30 years ago and started going into sales. So it's been fun. We really enjoy helping small and medium-sized businesses grow their businesses. And we're also very connected in the community. I'm on boards and on committees. I've been on the chairman's council in Cherokee County for 7 years now. So it's a lot of community-oriented information that we're putting out there. And need to stay local and connected with the community. Jack is on boards as well and does a lot of volunteering as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we're a community magazine, but we're really a community company as well because we want to stay connected to the community. We do a lot of stuff for the different associations and chambers as well. We always put the ribbon cuttings in our magazine as well that
awesome.
Helps out the chairman, the chambers and associations get some play on some advertising as well. And it helps the local businesses who have the ribbon cutting get out to the community as well.
That's awesome. Now, we kind of went after the folks that believe print is dead, but then there's a whole group of folks that don't think print is dead, and they are believe in print advertising. Talk to them a little bit about the mistakes you see folks make and how you work with people to make sure that they showcase their brand just right.
Sounds great. Print is not dead. It is a part of a great marketing campaign. You have to do your networking, you have to do your social media, your website, and you have to do some print advertising. Everything has to be connected together. Everything has to look similar. That's why you're branding your company. We all know you can't go to one networking meeting and think, oh, I've met 90 people today, I'm going to be rich. It doesn't work that way. Everything has to be a drip campaign. You have to do everything consistently. So everything has to look, you know, similar as well. You, as I said, use photos of you and your staff on in your ads as well, and on your website as well. That way they get to know and like you and trust you. You're building those factors as well. And then put your why in your story. Why do you do what you do? Just not we do that, you know, not what you do, but more of a why campaign as well. And if you can get some story in your campaign, that works wonders because it builds your like, know, and trust factors. People remember stories more than they remember data. You also, you know, and do make sure that you're doing networking as well and make everything consistent. So your ads should look the same. Your website should look the same. We actually do a lot of the designs for the ads in our magazine. We waive our design fee through the Third Proof. We go on people's websites and we make sure that our ads are looking like their website so we have a consistent brand. And then freshen up your ads every once in a while. Make them consistent looking, but change out the photos or change out some offers in there so that people are drawn to your ad and it refreshes them. Because if your ad stays the same throughout your campaign, they're going to lose interest in it. But if you keep changing even the picture in there, it's going to help them get into your ad. And then always put an offer in your ad. Give them a call to action. And if you do that, put an expiration date in there and make it a short expiration date to give them the urgency to come into your store, to call you, use your services so that they're going to hold on. They're not going to hold on to that. They're going to use you now. And that also gives you an opportunity to make sure that your ad is working for you. And your goal in any type of advertising is making it fresh, inviting, and keeping everything consistent looking to brand yourself and your company. Everything's got to work together and it's got to be repetitive.
Right.
It's a drip campaign.
And you've seen a lot of stuff. You've seen a lot of things that have worked and a lot of things that haven't worked. So you bring that experience to bear for folks, right?
Yes, we had it. We actually had a new client in our Cherokee area. She just opened up. I was calling her to get her materials and everything for the ad. And her voicemail said that they were having a anticipated date of opening on January the 6th. It was January the 20th.
Uh-oh.
And then I went to Google her to make sure that I was sending Jack to the right address. Her competitor comes up in the Google listing. So I called her back and told her we needed to fix some things. And I gave her the directions on how to claim her Google listing. That was a Thursday. Then on Saturday morning, she emailed me again. She had lost the directions I gave her. So I gave her the directions again. So by Monday, her Google listing was there and her email was correct. Everything was great.
Wow. Wow. That's such basic kind of stuff. But, you know, when you're trying to open a business, you've got 10,000 details.
Exactly. And just like when Judy's saying, they don't know what they don't know.
Right.
So it's up to us to help them out. So we kind of help them with their marketing to make sure that they get the best return on their investment.
That's awesome. Janet Panicterra, she is with Family Life Publications. She's the sales and marketing director. She'll make your phone ring. Talk about your typical client. Who's a great client for you, Janet?
A great client for me would be a small to medium-sized business who's in our area, who wants to reach the people who are 5 to 7 miles in their radius. It doesn't have to be someone who knows what they're doing because we're going to help you. We're going to bend over backwards, do everything we can for you. We actually call our advertisers 3 times a month to see if they need any ad changes to their ad. So great person would be a service industry. That would be home, doctor's offices, childcare, anybody who has got a small business who wants to reach the consumers. We're a business-to-consumer magazine.
And we can't let this interview end without giving a shout-out to one of your advertisers who also does a show here, Dr. Jim Morrow, yes. Morrow Family Medicine. And he does the 2-year health show. And one of the things that they do, to your point, is in their ad, in your publication, they cross brand. And so they promote the show in their ad.
He also writes a column for us every other month to educate the community on healthcare.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, some great successful stories that Janet can help you with, folks. So for those that would like to be in touch, would like more information, how can they do that, Janet?
You can call me at 770-213-7095 or email me at janet@familylifepublications.com. You can always check out our website as well.
Janet Panicterra, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Folks, just a reminder, you can listen to this show every Tuesday morning live at 11:30. But if you miss any of our live shows, and let's face it, most people are in the podcast, and that's fine. That's just fine because there's plenty of places you can find us. Apple Podcasts, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, Overcast, iHeartRadio. The list goes on and on because there's a ton of apps out there. And you can find them in just about all, find us in just about all of them. Just search for North Fulton Business Radio. Or if you want to make it real easy, go to northfultonbusinessradio.com and you can find all our shows there. We're running up on show number 200 and we've had over 450 guests, great business leaders like Judy and Janet. So check us out there. Our complete archive is right there on our website. We're also on social media, North Fulton BRX on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, take your pick. You can find us there. So for our guests, Judy Cook and Janet Panicterra, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Renaissance Rewards Extra is the checking account that checks all the boxes. Roadside assistance? Check. Cell phone insurance? Check. More than 400,000 local shopping discounts? Check. Up to $25 per month in ATM refunds and a great rate? Check. All in an easy-to-use mobile app. To open an account or find out more about Renaissance Rewards Extra Checking, go to renaissancebank.com or visit us at any of our more than 190 locations throughout the South. Renaissance Bank. Understanding you. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.